still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. That big four-poster king-size bed where all our love was made, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Republicans in the Senate continue pounding away, trying to find enough votes to pass President Trump's big budget bill, the president is on his way to the Florida Everglades to look at the new detention center that's been nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz. ABC's Victor Okendo is there.
The Florida Republican Party now selling Alligator Alcatraz merchandise online. And all of this comes as the administration ramps up its deportation efforts. New data, analyzed by ABC's own television station's data team, showing a recent shift in arrest. The administration now arresting more migrants with no criminal convictions.
Before leaving for Florida, the president was asked about his relationship with Elon Musk and said that Musk was only mad because EV tax credits were being phased out. Musk calls the spending bill political suicide for the Republican Party. Iran assessing the damage and lashing out over the American-Israeli airstrikes, but keeping open the possibility of talks. This is ABC News. A sixth person has now died as a result of that massive multi-vehicle crash that shut down an interstate east of Dallas for hours on Saturday. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
27-year-old truck driver Alexis Osmani Gonzalez Compagnone is thought to have fallen asleep as he sped down a busy Interstate 20 in Terrell, Texas.
I saw the first truck's brake lights, and then I saw this truck just come out of nowhere.
Corinne Mulcahy watched in horror as the chain reaction played out.
I don't know how many miles an hour he was going when he hit that pickup truck.
An investigation by WFAA-TV finds a pattern of drivers exceeding allowable hours on the job at the trucking company where Gonzalez Compagnone worked. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
President Trump doesn't live permanently in New York City anymore, but he is weighing in on the recent mayoral race, the president calling Democratic challenger Zohran Mamdani as a communist and saying that his idea to open government-run grocery stores would be crazy. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This weekend is what summer's all about, and Macy's July 4th sale is going on now with deals on everything you need to celebrate. Hosting? Turn your backyard into a party destination with 40 to 50% off outdoor entertaining. Beach bound? Turn heads in this season's hottest swimsuits, sundresses, and more. Get away with the kids? Superpower their summer with 25 to 60% off toys from Nerf. Plus, don't miss Macy's 4th of July fireworks live on NBC and Peacock. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Unavailable in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A Madison man accused of violating sanctions against Russia has reached a plea deal in federal court. The Wisconsin State Journal reports federal prosecutors accused Andrew Pogoyzin of selling 8 pieces of scientific equipment to Russian buyers. Under the deal, Pogoyzin faces a maximum of 10 years in prison. The Wisconsin State Patrol is investigating after a city garbage truck hit and killed a bicyclist in Janesville. The Rock County 911 Communications Center said the person on the bike was an adult male. The city of Janesville posted on social media the bicyclist died despite life-saving efforts. And flags will fly at half-staff across Wisconsin for a slain police officer. Governor Tony Evers issued the order Monday in honor of Milwaukee Police Department officer Kendall Corder, who was killed in the line of duty. Flags will remain at half-staff until sunset tonight and again on the date of Officer Corder's interment. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
We're fired up for the 4th at Fleet Farm with deals that'll help you celebrate in style. Save $200 on a Traeger Woodridge Pellet Grill. On sale now for $699.99. Stay hydrated with 8 packs of Gatorade, 2 for $15. And get 1 gallon 4-packs of Liquid Pool Shock for just $14.99. Get ready for Independence Day with these specials and more at your local Fleet Farm. And check out all the items in our weekly ad, backed by our best price guarantee at FleetFarm.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the low 60s for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a slight chance of a late-day thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, hop on your device and search up Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
On the way, we're going to talk with Rusty Volk from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. That's next. First, here's Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs in Backup Plan.
So your bag's backed up against the wall, and the bandwagon's falling right off, and you're hearing all the talk about maybe you should think about what you're going to do if it don't work out. It ain't about if it makes sense, because if the boot do, it don't fit. As far as I can see, there ain't no way to be somebody if you just gon' quit. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you gotta do or die, dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings. Keep your head down, keep on the blinders. Tune out the doubters and all the closed minders. If it's in your blood, falling down ain't enough to change who you were born to be. I'm getting back up, that's the only backup plan.
Keep your head.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins, good morning. And joining us this morning, Rusty Volk, Executive Director of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. As the Northern Wisconsin State Fair starting next week on July 9th, and it'll be going on all week. And we're going to be doing our live video streams again of the dairy, beef, swine shows, and also the livestock auction. And new this year, we'll have the Sunday morning dairy open class show as well. And Rusty joins us as this is his last year as executive director.
Yeah.
They're kicking you out?
Well, they're not kicking me out. I'm kicking myself out. How does that sound, Brian? I just decided it's time that I retire. I'm at that age where I got to look forward to doing things for Rusty. I want to do some traveling while I physically can, but I tell you, I'm not going to go very far. From what I've done here and what we've done at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, you know, I will be here all the way through for as long as I'm in Chippewa Falls, as long as I can, volunteering and doing whatever I can and just helping out wherever Brian needs me.
Hey, that's awesome.
I didn't mean you.
Oh, wait, that's right. You mean the new guy. Oh, see, I thought you were great. I'm going to have my own personal volunteer. That's awesome. You're going to be my assistant. I love that.
I could do that. I could do that. I could help you out there.
Okay. Well, I might hold you to that, pal. Okay, so what are some of the things new this year? Every year you've done a lot of improvements, but what are some of the new things here in the fairgrounds at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
Well, yeah, we've got a number of new things. We've increased enhanced our animal exhibits down there with our dairy, our beef barn and our dairy barn, putting in better bull gates and stuff like that, securing the animals a lot better. We've addressed the floors. They're somewhat slippery at times, and so we've re-addressed that and not grooved them, but we've roughed them up a lot. So the animals are going to have a lot better traction as they move around. Additionally, you'll see in the arena itself, we've actually got rubber floor down on the arena, so those animals are going to really have a nice time to be able to show for the animals and for the kids to showcase their animals. So those are some of the new things that you're going to see at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair this year. We've also enhanced our ability to do PA announcements in case there's emergency security services. That's all been enhanced, and so that we can broadcast throughout the entire grounds this year. On the other end of the grounds, of course, we have our carnival that's coming in. That's the best carnival in the United States. They're the largest mobile carnival operation in the United States is what it is. And we also are addressing kids. We are addressing a kids corner that we're having for the little kid, little games for the kids to play. So because some of the carnival rides they cannot ride on, they're too small. So let's address that for the parents so they can enjoy. And it's going to be right across from the pig races. So if you haven't seen the pig races, Brian, we'll get you out of the barn down there and show you that a little bit. So we've always got something new. As you know, I try to change 30% every year.
I've seen the pig races before, and they've even had ducks in there and the whole day. And I used to always bet on the dogs when we had dog racing here and in Wisconsin, and I have bet on the ponies before. So maybe in the Line and Kugels building, maybe we should have a little sports book, quote unquote. We can bet on the hogs.
Yeah, I like that idea. A great idea. Matter of fact, that's kind of some of the vision that I have that I can give our new executive director when he comes on. I'll kind of put that vision in his mind a little bit, get a little bit of, shall we say, sporting things going on. That's a good word to use, right?
Yeah. Because we all know that there is no way you're just like, oh yeah, I'm retiring and Brian, good luck, thanks, you know what, and do whatever you want. I cannot see that. I can't see that in you.
Well, okay, then I won't do that. I'll just be here to be his right hand man.
That works.
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that.
You know, when you first started in this position, there was some serious issues on this fairgrounds, weren't there?
Oh, absolutely. There was no infrastructure. I mean, let's face it, it's been around. The buildings have been around many, many years. This is the 127th edition of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And God bless the previous owners that they could keep it running, as it's private property. And, well, think about it. If they had a bad fair year, they have to dig money out of their pockets in order to fix buildings and keep things up and to put down payments on it for the next fair to get into existence, whereas many county fairs, they rely on the county treasurer and stuff like that to get that going. So thank God that they offered it to the community to keep it a fairgrounds rather than bulldozing it down, as was the prediction at one point. Yes, it's been a daunting task to look at what's here and how to rebuild it. As you know, the barns were 130 plus years old, and I said right away when I came here that, you know, it's going to be fun because we have to redo almost everything. And so what is that vision? How do you put that together? And through strategic planning processes, through building plans, through talking to business people and the agribusiness world, what do you want? What can we do? If we're going to build something, what's going to benefit you? What do you need to inform the public about your business, and how is that going to be, how is it going to help you to sustain and make you viable? Because a lot of people are down on agribusiness as to pesticides, herbicides. And it's all a matter of they are the best, shall we say, saviors and saving the fields. I mean, they're not going to screw up the field. There's no more dirt. So they're going to be the best stewards of the land that you have. And the public has to understand that, that they have to utilize the tools that they have to generate the foods that we need to eat. And our job at the fair really is to showcase how food is produced so that the public knows. How is that food produced? That's a beautiful steer in there. What does it look like when it goes through festival foods? What does it look like? What are you looking for? Because that's what this business is all about, agriculture. So it's been a daunting task. It's been fun. I've had the time of my life. I really have enjoyed this 100%. If I could go back 20 years, I'd do it all over again. Honestly, I would. I would. It's been a lot of fun.
Talking with Rusty Volk this morning as Northern Wisconsin State Fair starting on July 9th. Again, we'll be at the fair throughout the week with our live video streams of the dairy beef swine shows, the livestock auction, and the dairy open class on Sunday as well. And Rusty, as the fair is changing, one, you change the infrastructure, but then you really, even on the entertainment side, you've really kind of tried to up that game and for the fair.
Exactly. And that was done to bring other people in, to draw people in for tourism, to fill hotels, and to bring people from outside the area. So when you bring in the likes of Flo Rida, Nelly, Ludacris, which is kind of really out there a little bit on the other side, but that's what's the next generation. That's what their music is like, and we have to attract that, and we have to bring that to them. That's probably the biggest thing that we did is amped up that, because it brings in more people. And we bring in more people, more visitors, that's more dollars that come in. That's more people that are eating food. That's more people that are drinking beverages. That's more people for your tickets to, and it's more people to really witness the agriculture section and our agribusiness that we are got going here, our agri campus down there. And with the new barns, it's been amazing. It's been great to see people. They look at the barns and go, wow, that's new. That's something different. Let's go check it out. And there's not too many places where you can show your animals and have an auction in an air-conditioned building now, is it, Brian? That was pretty nice last year. So we've got wonderful facilities, and we continue to improve upon it, only for the enjoyment of the exhibitors and for the customers coming in.
Doing the video streams, and I'm not in the middle of the dust and the dirt, and there's AC. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what. And again, I totally understand this is a state fair, and you know, compared to a county fair, you've been able to, because this is private now with the group that runs all of this, you can go to those businesses and get some of these things done, because the county isn't going to be air conditioning a livestock barn or a livestock arena.
Right, and most people need to understand that what we built here, they're multi-purpose buildings. So they're not going to be just used for cattle. As you know, the previous old barns that have been there, that's all they used them for. We did put storage in the wintertime, but that was basically all they were used for. You can't put up a million-dollar building and expect to just have animals in there for a few days or 10, 20 days out of the year. That's not an ROI at all. And so you have to utilize that and find other venues and other events that you can utilize those particular facilities. As we had our black and white show, our Holstein show here recently, very successful. And we got things set up. It helps. And I envision, and I will tell my successor that, you know, you kind of set them barns up so you can use them for cattle for a month or 2 months, and then you can clean them up and use it for fall things, early spring things, or winter things, the events that you can showcase, because they're wonderful big buildings, and we've got all the technology in the world in them buildings, as you know now. Even the Wi-Fi is enhanced. We got 10 giga fiber in there now, so all those things are enhanced, so that at one point I would love to see grandma that's over in New York bidding on the grandson's granddaughter's steer going through the ring. I would like to see that.
You know, and since we've done these video streams and with the livestock auctions we have been having, is there any way, you know, we can do that? I'm like, well, that technology is coming down the road, but there's a lot of other things you got to figure out first. And the first part of it is you got to have decent internet in there. Otherwise, this does not work the way it should. We're going to have some special guests this year. I mean, geez, you know, you're leaving and now everyone's going to show up to say goodbye.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. I'll come back and I'll greet them. I'll show them around. I'll give them a tour and let them introduce them to the new executive director, you know, and fill them in on what to do. Yes, we're going to have quite a few guests this year at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And it's kind of fun. I know I've got some senators coming and everything else. I know you know some ag people that are coming. I'll let you talk about. But, yeah, we have some representatives that are coming, and it's a tribute because there's more things that we need to do. I still feel that there's work that needs to be done on the legislative side of things, and I intend to still be involved in that with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs. I'm on their committees down there, and being that I have some experience in that matter, I might as well utilize that.
Yeah, you kind of have a little experience in that matter. Miss Wisconsin's going to be here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair as well. And Rusty, for those wanting to find out all of the different events and even still get tickets, they can go right online.
Absolutely. And I advise you to look to see. We have discount places for you to get tickets. So you go to Festival Foods and we've got discount tickets. You go online, they're $8 at Festival Foods, and it's only $10 admission to the fair. But if you go to our website, nwsfa.com, you'll get all of our special tickets there. You know, get your rad packs, your ride all day carnival wristband. That's a hot topic. You can do a lot of saving. You get a lot of savings of money that way. You know, a lot of people say, it's so expensive to go to the fair. Well, it's not really expensive to get into the fair. It's your choices that you do afterwards once you get here. You know, food is food. It's costs are that way. I was at the air show here recently, and it's expensive to eat out and stuff like that, but you know, they have to make their living as well. It's all the cost of food and everything. So yes, get your tickets, get them early. You got 1 week because the specials are going to die on Tuesday, July 8th at midnight is when the specials are going to die. Get your concert tickets. It'll be $5 more per show per seat when you get here. So come on in and see Montgomery Gentry, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner on Saturday night. So get your tickets now. It's your last chance to get a discount.
Rusty Volk with the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Before we let you go, Rusty, because I don't know if I've asked you this. Okay, so what's the favorite ride in the carnival for Rusty?
Favorite ride? The Ferris wheel. I'm an old-timer.
I think we're going to have to put you on the tilt-a-whirl a couple of times.
No, I can take my grandkids up there. Come on, that's the idea.
Yeah, but your grandkids will want to go, come on, Grandpa, let's go on the tilt-a-whirl. Yeah. And they're going to lean into it. That's how you get that baby to whip around. Come on, one time, or maybe Gravitron.
When I retire.
Which we know that will never happen. That's just a title. He's still going to be working. We all know that. But we'll get him on there. Just maybe after you add some food, and we'll put you on that tilt-a-whirl. We got to get the real experience.
The real experience.
The full experience. But again, Northern Wisconsin State Fair, we're going to be starting our video streaming coverage Tuesday on July 9th with the swine show bright and early at 9 o'clock Tuesday, July 9th. And we'll have the dairy beef swine show and the livestock auction and also the open class dairy show as well on Sunday. You're listening to WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
This is a special alert for Americans who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes. Get ready for a toll-free hotline number. Call and get free information on how to take advantage of new initiatives that could significantly reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. Call Stop IRS Debt today at 800-837-4505. Learn how you can stop collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments, all by using a proven A-plus BBB-rated tax system that negotiates with the IRS for you. If you haven't filed returns in years, or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get tax relief. The government is ready to work out a generous program that can resolve your tax debt quickly. Be warned, this situation won't last forever, and your tax debt will only get worse if you don't act now. Do not try to handle it yourself. Call Stop IRS Debt now for free information. 800-837-4505. That's 800-837-4505. 800-837-4505.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I can work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
I'm not alone.
back on the radio dial. The fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul. From steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
Keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, whiskey drink, I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink, now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way they're leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. And tell me that you got my back, that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out. Just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up.
she's with the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I pour it straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. And I take all night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jason Aldean, Whiskey Drink 935. I'm Brian Winnikins, and coming up this weekend, we return to NASCAR with the race in Chicago. It's the street race in Chicago. On Saturday, it's the Loop 110 Xfinity Series race with coverage beginning at 3. And then at Sunday at noon, it's the Grant Park 165 with coverage here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Let's run down today in history for this July 1st, the 182nd day of the year. 1847, the first adhesive postage stamp went on sale. I think it was for a cent. 1867, the Confederation of Upper and Lower Canada and the Maritime Provinces became known as the Dominion of Canada with the installment of the British North America Act. Today is known as Canada Day. 1903, the first Tour de France bike race began. 1941, Bulova Watch Company sponsored the first television commercial for $9. Bulova Watch Time was broadcast over WNBT television in New York City before a baseball game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and Philadelphia Phillies. 1971, the 26th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution was ratified. 1979, Sony introduces the Walkman, a portable cassette player. That was just the beginning, right? In 1991, the Courtroom Television Network was created. The cable television network was designed to broadcast entire trials. 1991, actor Michael Landon passed away at the age of 54. His numerous film and television products include I Was a Teenage Werewolf, Bonanza, Little House on the Prairie, and Highway to Heaven. 1995, Wolfman Jack passed away at the age of 56. Yep, he was on the radio and heard on over 2,200 radio stations in more than 42 countries. Wow. In 2004, Hollywood actor Marlon Brando passed away at the age of 80. The two-time Academy Award-winning actor immortalized the role of Don Vito, Corleone, in the 1972 classic The Godfather. I'll make him a deal he can't refuse, right? Yeah. In 2005, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor announced her retirement. She was 75 at the time. In 2016, five gunmen opened fire and took hostages at a bakery in the capital of Bangladesh. 29 were killed, including 20 hostages, two police officers, the five gunmen, and two of the bakery staff. 2017, it became legal to get high in Sin City. Marijuana became legal in Vegas, but only in private homes. Pfft. Yeah, well, guess what? It may be, quote, illegal in casinos, bars, restaurants, and parks, but no, they're still doing it everywhere. Just saying. Just walk down Fremont Street. You'll know what I'm talking about. 2019, commercial whaling resumed in Japan after stopping for more than 30 years. And that's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. Market update being brought to you in part by Farm Technology Days and Enibus Silo.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anibus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Book markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk up 4 to 1874, September up 6 to 1925, October up 8 to 1930, November milk up 3 at 1888. Meanwhile, triple-digit losses in the live and feeder cattle markets as the trade is still concerned about the markets being overbought, especially with the drop in the cash markets from last week, and that is continuing to pressure the markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are moving mostly mixed today. There has been some strength in some of the pork cutout values, but that increasing supply in the hogs and pigs report is still pressuring the market. August live cattle down 202 to 211.85. August feeder cattle down 372 to 306.95. July hogs down 32 cents to 109.77. Chicago Board of Trade at corn and soybeans moving mostly lower. Wheat, though, moving mostly higher. Yesterday's U.S. grain stocks and planted acreage report didn't produce any major surprises. And so that has made the markets, at least with corn and beans, go back to looking at that positive weather as well. And that is helping to pressure the markets. Wheat markets, so they're moving higher, even though there's been some of that harvest pressure. There's also been a little bit of short covering happening today in the wheat markets. New crop corn down 4.5 to 421. New crop beans down 6.5 to 1020.5. July wheat up 12.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the low 60s for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a slight chance of a late-day thunderstorm at a high in the mid-80s. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, hop on your device and search up Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Well, how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you just done to me. Well, now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy, because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay.
stay busy and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? And how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
I'm gonna roar too loud, I'm gonna be that way. the country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Bible by the bed, double barrel by the door. Chickens on the rooftop, hickory on the floor. Down a little dirt road out here, somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. And baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the whittle of it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you. My daddy did like his daddy did. Oh, drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. Well, you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. And baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the whittle of it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sam Hunt, Country House. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Plum City Summerfest Grand Parade is on Saturday, July 19th from 4:30 to 5 p.m. That'll be in Plum City. It's the Grand Parade for Plum City Summerfest. If you'd like to enter a float, call or text 715-495-4874. Again, 715-495-4874. No, you know what that means. Time for another story from Files of Police Squad. Oh, silly people doing silly things and going to the big house. We go to the great state of California with two men with buckets pull off a felony fishing expedition at a California restaurant. Authorities say the suspects used buckets to steal dozens of koi fish from outside the Oak House restaurant in Yucapa, California. Police have busted one of the fishermen, who now faces grand theft charges. Grand theft carp. Surveillance video shows the pair making multiple trips to haul off the colorful carp from the restaurant's pond. 85 fish taken, each one worth $1,500. That's an expensive carp, and for that one suspect, nope, that is not going to be on the menu at the big house.
Okay, does this happen to anybody else? You sit down with a juicy QPC, some McNuggets, and those golden fries from McDonald's. Then you take a long sip of your Sprite because you can still hear your mama saying, "Don't fill up on that drink before you eat your food." But you're grown now, so you do what you want.
Mix and match a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, or 10-piece McNuggets. Get any two for just $7. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Baby.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Pam Tillis, Don't Tell Me What to Do, 9:59. Thanks to Rusty Volk from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair for joining us this morning. As the Northern Wisconsin State Fair gets underway on July 9th through the 13th, we'll be there for the dairy hog and beef shows, along with the livestock auction, too. Missed that interview? It's now available on our podcast at realcountry1430.com. Go to the podcast page. You'll find it there. Or if you have the podbean.org app, you can listen to it through that as well. Happy National Postal Worker Day. Across the United States, postal workers walk an average of 4 to 8 miles a day, carrying a full load of letters and packages, delivering them promptly to each of our doorsteps. 490,000 postal workers across the United States head out each day to our residents and business